I'm focusing on Title IX and 504, so I'm not going to be talking about the Kuntz case or the Palazzolo case, which Tony helped me with, but I'll be focusing on some other litigation. And one last thing, if any of you have seen the movie Patton, I like that movie. It's one of my favorites. There's one scene in it where Patton is surveying, George C. Scott plays Patton, and he's surveying a disastrous scene of destruction after a battle. And he looks out, and the smoke is rising, and shells of tanks are on their side. And he looks over the thing, and he says, "God help me, I love this." That's sort of the way I feel when I'm in litigation, because I do love what I do. I love representing school districts and officials and people who have been wrongfully accused, in my mind. And I love protecting them as best I can. So it may be sick and say something terrible about me, but I sort of identify with Patton in that regard. Okay. What I'm going to do is give you a roadmap for what I'm going to be talking about. There's going to be... First, I'm going to talk about recent developments in Title IX cases. I want to talk about retaliation claims a little bit, official policy claims, what we're calling deliberate indifference claims. That's an odd way of putting it, but I'll try to explain why we make the distinction. And then the effect of the Dear Colleague letters, the Department of Education guidance. That'll be the Title IX roadmap. Now, I also want to talk to you about a roadmap for the other area that I want to cover, which is 504 and ADA.